Good morning, everyone. Lovely to be back with you today. Just to encourage those students and Rebecca as well, I got saved in Freshers Week, okay, 1987. Okay, I went off to agricultural college and I got confronted with the Christian Union, who invited me to these. I thought I was a Christian, so I went along, and then I heard the gospel for the first time. And God saved me, so that was a wonderful time. So I wish you all the best, and I'll be praying too for the week ahead. Benjamin and Sarah with me, as you've seen Sarah. Benjamin's here as well. He woke up this morning and his mop of hair had a big love heart in it, which was quite amazing. So he was, God loves me, when he looked in the mirror, which doesn't happen with me. But it's good, isn't it, when God shows you little things like that, yeah? Anyway, little things please me, anyway. Good, before we look at honour your father and mother this morning, Sarah said she'd got the short straw. Do you know what one she's doing in a few weeks' time? Thou shalt not commit adultery. So, phew, I got it. And I think it's on Mother's Day as well, is it right? Something like that. So, I don't know how she's going to do that one, but I'm so glad I've got honour your father and mother. And not the one. But I'll just give you a quick update on harvesters. The children can see this. We've got a little video from Mozambique first. And I think, when I did my calculations, I think you've helped already to plant 12 churches. Okay? I wish I could tell you where, but we're not into that detail. But in the 60 countries that we're working in, Falmouth Baptist Church has helped harvesters to plant 12 more churches. So thank you for that. And you can have a... If anyone else wants to join in on that, please see me at the end, okay? So have we got that video? Cheers, guys.
Thanks to supporters like you, Harvesters Ministries can come alongside church planters like Katarina, who felt called to plant a church very early in her Christian journey. Spending time talking to student pastors in Mozambique, there are many with similar stories. Those who feel called by God to plant a church, and then they find the harvesters' training materials at just the right time to enable them to do it. So as you listen to Katarina's short testimony, please be encouraged. Your support is making a difference. People are getting saved, communities are being transformed, and the kingdom is advancing. Thank you. I was born on the 25th of August, 1976. I accepted Jesus in 1991, before I was married, in an Assemblies of God church. There, I learned a lot of things. As I learned, I started thinking for myself. I thought, I should plant my own church. I thought about it a lot. As I thought, I began to pray. I had a dream telling me to plant a church. I joined with four other people and we began to pray and pray. More people joined us and we grew bit by bit until today. Harvesters Training is helping me. Now we have 53 people here. I'm so happy to see those 53 people at church, but I won't stop here. May God give me more strength to continue planting churches. I thank God for this strength and vision. Because before I was saved, I was doing the things of the world, but now here I am in God's house doing God's work. In the vision God gave me, I asked Him to give me the strength to do even more than this. I'm asking God to equip me to plant another church. I ask the congregation to pray together with me to support me. I want to plant churches all over Mozambique. For that, I thank God for the life I've received. I ask you to pray for me for the strength to do God's work, to advance His kingdom and not turn back. I don't have much to say, only to thank God for today, because it's only Him who gives me life. No one else can give me life or strength or intelligence. I won't turn back again. My plan is to go forward. Thank you for the visit.
Can't beat a bit of Africa for a Sunday morning, can you, eh? Wonderful. She woke up one morning and said, I think I would like to plant a church. Isn't that amazing? Do you wake up like that? And Harvesters was able to train her, and she's already wanting to plant a second church, To stay on our program, they have to plant a church a year, as I'm sure you're aware of. So we're with them for 3 years, and hopefully in time they'll end up planting 10 churches, and those 10 churches plant another 3 churches. You've heard me say all that before, but just in case there's someone new here today. Okay, we've had some amazing things happen this year, or last year rather. Biblica, the Bible Society, International Bible Society, have come on board and are partnering with us. And we've just delivered 17,000 Bibles to Zambia, okay, in the Luvali language, which was that new tribe I think I spoke about last time, that are on the Zambia-Angola border. And so we're giving them Bibles in their own language that they can then disciple their new converts, their new believers as well. And we bought our first motorbike. There it is. Any motorcyclists here? Did you put your hand up then, Nigel?
What?
Yeah. What is that? Do you know what make it is? We're just testing him to see if he really is a motorcyclist. A Yamaha. The reason I said that, we haven't bought cheap Chinese ones. Sorry about the Chinese ones. But we've actually bought a proper Japanese one because he's going to be delivering, not 17,000 Bibles, okay, but he's going to be delivering a lot of Bibles. Biblica realised that we are going to struggle delivering Bibles up and down mountains, through deserts, over rivers and things like that. Not that this will go over rivers, but we've been able to get funding from some guys to buy motorcycles for some of our lead pastors out there so that they can deliver those Bibles. So he's really, really excited with his Yamaha motorcycle. Thank you, Nigel, on that one. And then, lastly, just this morning I had this through. I don't know if you can read that, but we're opening up a new country with Harvesters in Indonesia. And if you know Indonesia, it's 90-something percent Muslim. It's where, you know, they really do horrible things to people who aren't Muslims in those countries, but we're able to get in there. There are safe areas, but there are 300 million Muslims in Indonesia. And this morning, my friend Sydney, who you may have seen in the past, he's working with some pastors there to see how we can begin the actual church planting ministry there, so that those pastors can plant many, many churches in Indonesia. So can you pray for me about that? Or not pray for me, pray for the work of Harvesters in that area. Okay, I've got some newsletters at the back. What I normally say is, how can you help? Well, £12 a month can help plant a church. And already you've planted 12, did I say 12 churches? I think it was 12 churches already. So if you want to help with that or help with the Bibles, then you're more than welcome to see me at the end. I'd love to have you involved and working with us in that way.